the first year that we went up there, all of the students were housed in, you know, one particular part of the hotel on several floors or something like that. But we just about wrecked that place. So when we came back next year, they separated us. They scattered us, you know, on different floors. Divide and conquer, I guess that's what it was. I guess they just caught on.
Didn't take much.
Yeah, well, there's not much tape left on this one. I guess we could just chat a little bit more before I get into something else. I wanted to ask you yesterday about the house that you were raised in as a child. Could you just describe it to me, you know, the layout and the different rooms?
Okay. When I was 3 years old, my father and mother, daddy had been an agriculture extension agent. And he had been in Henderson for 4 or 5 months, and then they came back to Dresden, and we lived in an apartment while their mother and daddy built the house that they live in now. And I was 3 when we moved into that house, and it was really a nice house for this, you know, for them to be as young as they were and everything. My mother had come into quite a bit of money when she was 25, and had inherited some, so they took some of her inheritance and built this house. Which was nice because they didn't have anything else, you know. Yeah. But they did have a nice house. But it's an oblong house, and they've added onto it over the years, and it has an upstairs to it. But it's oblong and has a straight across the front, an offset front door, and has a very large living and dining room, sort of combination like this one is. It's divided a little bit here, and you walk directly into the living room, and then that long area, and then right behind that was a small kitchen, and there was a breezeway on the house. But since then, well, when I was in high school, they enclosed that breezeway and made